Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. We're in lab number 7, exercise number 3 to incorporate scheduled toasts. And so in this lesson, we're going to be displaying toasts, which are these small little windows with messages that pop up. Those messages are scheduled by our app and can contain messages from our app or from maybe the Windows Notification Service. And they can also be both text, and they can have some sound associated with them too. And so we're going to use this to simulate a little reminder in our app. 30 seconds from now, hey, don't forget the German meatballs are still in the oven. I don't know. but at any rate, we're going to be introduced to some new classes and namespaces that we haven't touched before. For example, if you take a look in step number 3 here, there is this windows.ui.notifications namespace, and this will be used in the code snippet below to create something called a toast notifier. And we'll populate that test notifier with a time when we want the notification to fire off and with the message in the template, which will be combined in a little chunk of code prior to that. So once we have all that in place, Windows knows that it is going to fire off this message at a certain moment in time. And so that's what we're going to do, is schedule this toast to be fired off at a certain moment in time. All right, so let's walk through the instructions here. First of all, we want to add the following statements to the div element after the statement that declares the pin. Fair enough. So let us go here and copy this code and put it in our item detail page. So itemdetail.html, let's get the font size a little bit larger here. And we're going to put it after the pin. All right, so another option in our app bar. Great. And so it has the ID of remind, and it'll have a little clock icon. Great. Next up, we're going to go to the itemdetail.js, and we're going to add these aliases like we've done before here at the very top. All right, very good. And then we want to add the following statements to the end of the ready function. All right, and we've talked about this at a very high level, but essentially we want to handle the click event from the reminder command on the app bar to create a new test notifier and then populate that notifier and then schedule its appearance. All right, so to do that, let's go to the ready function. We'll go near the bottom of it, right here. And we'll go ahead and paste in that code. Now, there is one thing that we haven't talked about, and that was the use of this popups alias. It aliases windows.ui to popups. And the only reason that that exists is to let the user know if the notifications have been disabled by the user. The user can permanently disable all notifications from your app or just globally across all apps. And the way that they can do that is to go here to the settings and choose notifications. And you can hide notifications for 1 hour, 3 hours, or 8 hours. Okay. So let's, now that we have that, I think that's all that we need to do before we actually run it. And at this point, all we have is, we should have the reminder button. We haven't actually enabled the toast notification. So let's go ahead and just do it as they suggested. Let's navigate to a specific item, right click, and now we get the reminder. If I click it, it says notifications are currently disabled. All right, so I think what we need to do is actually enable toast notifications, and we'll do that. Where would you expect to do it? That's right, package.appxmanifest. So let's open that up. And we want to go to application UI. And so if you compare what you see with the screenshot here, it's not going to match up because there have been some changes in the most recent version of this of Visual Studio and how they render out this information. But you still want to select Badge Logo over here on the left-hand side, and that'll get you to the Toast Capable option. And we want to say, yes, our app is indeed Toast Capable. It says, after you enable the setting, a toggle button appears in the app's permissions page, allowing the user to turn notifications on and off. So we'll want to check that out as well. We're going to look in the permissions page. So let's go ahead and run the app again. Let's navigate to an item and then click the reminder. And now let's go ahead and just go somewhere else, maybe even just here on the start page, and wait for the toast to pop up. And there we go. There's our reminder. Very cool. All right, a couple of things to note here. First of all, let's get back in our app, and then let's go to Settings, Permissions, and here you can see where we have currently turned off, for example, the webcam and microphone. Even though we set it in the app, the user still can say, oh, I've changed my mind. I don't want to allow this app to use my webcam and microphone. From a notifications perspective, you can see how we can turn off notifications now from here. And if we try to run the app again and take the same course of action here, right click and select reminder, we get notifications are currently disabled. All right, makes sense. The world makes sense again. All right, so now let's go out to the desktop, because there is one more thing I want to point out here. And that was, the code that we added here. Something a little bit interesting to me, there was this template. And so, you know, we want to get a template, and then we want to use the template and create a text node called reminder, and that reminder message we saw. But what about this Toast Text 01 template, which seems to be an enumeration of the Toast template type? Well, if you take a look at this page out on MSDN, and again, I'll add a link to the currently page wherever you're viewing this or wherever you downloaded this video from, shows you all these different types of templates that can be used and their enumeration name. So I think we're using a simple one. This Toast, which one are we using here? It looks like Toast Text 01. So we're just using this simple one, Toast Text 01. Single string wrapped across three lines of text. But you can see that there are a number of different options as well. One string of bold text on the first line, one string of bold text wrapped across the first and second lines, and so on. Here are members that have a large image with strings with various bolding on around them, and so on. Okay, so if that is important to you, you certainly can change up the template, and then you may have to add an image as well. All right, so I think that's all I really wanted to talk about. So of all the more recent lessons, this is one of my favorite, because I love being able to notify users of changes to the app or something that's pending or upcoming. And so I'm thinking of a long-running casual game that I would like to build and let users know that their spaceship has indeed arrived at a new distant planet and they've encountered some gray goo that makes everybody in the ship turn to aliens. I don't know. That would be a fun game to build and to play, and a cool way to integrate this type of functionality into a casual game and into the operating system as a whole, to have these notifications actually coming from the game at specified intervals. All right, well, just my imagination. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you in the last lab, I think, before we wrap up. See you there. Thanks.